How does self-rating empower that high school student, whether they're a lineman, whether they're a skilled versus unskilled player? How does self-rating help this student athlete have increased their odds of getting recruited, or I guess maybe just even improve themselves in general?
It empowers them and enables them to understand the process. The coaches that we've talked to and they've gotten their high school student athletes have had very interesting dialogue with student athletes when they, as I said earlier, you know, I didn't know that coaches ask you that. Well, you don't listen to what I'm saying, and furthermore, they do, and we don't just tell you what coaches are asking us. And knowing that as a student athlete and then finding out that, okay, you know, coaches looking at my social media now. You know, and what is a G rating? What's an X rating? What is it, that character that they're looking for? Well, this is something I can do something about. I can clean this up, or I can really remove this, or I can start behaving a different way. And wow, my grades are just below where I need to be, and my test scores. And if I take control of that situation and I study a little more and I get the homeroom and I get the tutors that I need, if I bring my grades up and my test scores up, my rating goes up, and the likelihood of me playing at the next level or playing in a certain division or an Ivy League or wherever the academics weighs very heavily, then I'm able to do that. Number one, they understand the process if they're paying attention, and number two, and a lot more of them will pay attention, and number two, it's a win-win situation for the school, for the coach, for the high school coach, the college coach, because now they understand the process. They've been educated, but not only are they educated, they are physically going through the process, and it has a direct impact in their future. You know, they didn't have anything before other than watching Saturday afternoon football, and they all think they're going to play in front of 100,000 people. They don't have a concept of what it is to get. And they don't understand that less than 1% of all student athletes ever get to play in that arena. But that's the commercialization of what they're used to seeing. What this does, stealth rating, cuts right to the chase, and it lets them know that, hey, realistically, that's not where you're going to play. Is this great for Division I athletes too? Absolutely. Is it great for college coaches looking at student athletes? Absolutely. It's going to grade them out just the same. But those kids, those 99% flying under the radar, it's going to enable them to have the power now. They can take back the power and be able to do something positive to increase their rating. For example, we get a sophomore that rates out low because he's got a 2.2 and he doesn't take any test scores, but he's got a 2.2. He's not doing real well in class. He doesn't show up for all the training. He doesn't do any extra training. He doesn't really play hard on every play, and he rates out low, which he will. He looks at that rating, he understands that rating, he understands the aspect of what college coaches are looking for. That'll motivate him if he wants to use that applicability to play at the next level. It's going to motivate him to increase his rating because he knows a higher rating means higher character, means higher grades, and the likelihood of him playing at the next level, it opens a lot more doors instead of slamming them shut by waiting to be a senior and trying to get these things done. And rates out very low. So it's very empowering and a win-win situation across the board.